USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden says the people of Maui will have what they need to recover after the deadly wildfires there.
Today is burned, but it's still standing. Trees survive for a reason. I believe it's a very powerful symbol of what we can and will do to get through this crisis.
While touring the town of Lahaina Monday, he met with families of victims and thanked first responders. The wildfires tore through Maui earlier this month, with the historic Lahaina town taking most of the damage. So far, 114 people have been confirmed dead, with roughly 850 reported missing still. San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria is thanking city workers there for their hard work during Tropical Storm Hillary.
I want to again express my appreciation and thanks to our city and county teams for their efforts and preparations over the last several days. Because of their hard work, the worst that we feared never came to pass.
No deaths are reported as a result of the storm, but heavy rains, especially in mountain communities, did cause problems with flooding, mud, and rock slides. Hillary was the first tropical storm to hit the region in 84 years. Former President Trump will be a no-show for the first GOP primary debate this Wednesday.
Former President Donald Trump has confirmed he won't participate in the upcoming Republican presidential primary debate or others. Trump, an early GOP frontrunner, had long expressed reluctance to join rivals on stage due to his commanding lead in the race. I'm John Schaefer.
Bond is set at $200,000 for former President Trump in his Georgia election case. Trump's lawyers met with the Fulton County DA Monday to negotiate terms of his bond and release. Trump and co-defendants in the case have until noon Friday to surrender. And House Republicans are issuing subpoenas for four IRS and FBI officials as part of their investigation into alleged DOJ interference in the Hunter Biden tax case. This is USA News.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Workers across the country want more flexibility with their jobs. Bankrate senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick.
Nearly 9 out of 10 workers support a 4-day work week.
He says workers learned some lessons about productivity during the pandemic.
Americans really are prioritizing more flexibility with their work, and they're willing to make certain sacrifices in order to achieve that.
Hamrick says the data from a recent Bankrate survey shows workers are willing to change jobs and even take lower pay if it means they could work 4 days per week. A judge Monday announced an Ohio teen guilty of deliberately crashing her car to kill her boyfriend will spend 15 years to life in prison.
The unintended and collateral consequences of a selfish, intentional, and cruel decision by McKenzie will ripple forever in time. It's literally changed history because it's ended two lives.
Last week, 19-year-old McKenzie Cirillo's found guilty of killing her 20-year-old boyfriend and a 19-year-old male passenger by smashing her car into a brick wall when she was 17. Cleveland prosecutors said the crash at 100 miles per hour was no accident, and the judge agreed. The Biden administration's warning Americans not to travel to Belarus and urging those in the country to leave immediately. This is due to continued facilitation of Russia's war against Ukraine, so says the State Department. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue.